all by himself. Well, good morning. Welcome to the Master's Call on this Make a Joyful Noise Unto the Lord Monday. This is Brenda Terrell. I reside here on the Mississippi Gulf Coast in Ocean Springs, and we welcome you this morning. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord God, for being the awesome God that you are. We serve your name. We glorify your holy, righteous name. We thank you, Father God, as we come before you and we bow down and say, holy, holy, holy. Lord God of hosts, heaven and earth is filled with your glory. We thank you, O God, for blessing your people on this call this morning. We thank you, O God, for our leaders, Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. We thank you, O God, for your anointed vessel that's going to come before us this morning with your word. And we thank you, Lord, that our ears are open to hear what the Spirit has to say this morning. Father God, we decree and declare that we are not only hearers, but we are doers of your word. Lord, we thank you. We love you. We praise your holy name, and we will constantly serve you with gladness. We thank you, Father, for every good and perfect gift coming from you this day and the days to come. Bless everything that concerns us. Let our hands be the anointed hands that you set forth to do your work here in this season, in this hour. And we say thank you in all things. In Jesus' name, we say hallelujah and amen. Well, TMC family, I will now turn it over to our host. Host, are you there?
I am here, Prayer General. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Woman of God, take it away, Minister Kai.
Thank you, thank you, thank you to our beautiful Minister Brenda Terrell for seating and greeting us and giving us the tag, Make a Joyful Noise Monday. So I say good morning, good morning, good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Master's Call. My name is Minister Kai, and I reside in the sensational city of Stone Mountain, Georgia. I want to thank each and every one of you for joining us this morning in the TMC Telecommunications Sanctuary, and we wish you all the warmest of kingdoms greetings. This call is all about the Master, and as a family, we gather together early in the morning faithfully to give God the praise, glory, honor, and reverence that is due him as we begin our day. Our TMC theme this year is In 2018, Through Me, Supernatural Expectation, Demonstration, and Revelation is Being Fulfilled and Seen. This call, the Master's Call, was founded on October 25th, 2010, by two amazing and dynamic women of God. Our co-founders are Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton, who we lovingly call Dr. Super Fantastic, and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, affectionately known as our Mother Eagle. And when God gave the mandate, he also gave the mission, and that mission is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as we begin our day. And because we know our God is a God of order, we know that this call is founded on Scripture. And that Scripture reference is Psalms 88:13. But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you. Here on the Master's Call, we start the call with prayer, we end the call with prayer, and we hope that you continue each and every day in prayer. For those of you with a cell phone network that charges for the regular dial-in number, we have the bridge number. That number is 716-293-9707. This call is brought to you live each week, Monday through Friday, and each day you can hear the current day's recording by dialing 712-432-1085, and the access code is 957-677-POUND. All of the messages have been archived and recorded from the inception of the call and can be played back by visiting our interactive website. That's www.themasterscall.net. That's www.themasterscall.net. If you are feeling led to join the team and to greet, such as our prayer general did this morning, Minister Brenda Terrell, or to host, such as I'm doing right now, if you feel like you have been given a word by God that is stored up in your belly, If you feel like you have a praise report or a prayer request, you can email us at info@themasterscall.net. That's info@themasterscall.net. And either our co-founder, Dr. Vanessa, or our prayer general, Minister Brenda, will get back with you. Immediately following this call is the new Morning Motivational Call that is hosted by a group of dynamic leaders throughout Audis life that keep us informed, energized, and moving to enhance the lives of others. That number is 712-770-4005, and the access code is 294-617-POUND. Today is Inspirational Monday. Again, 712-770-4005, and the access code is 294-617-POUND. Get ready for the Artist Life Regional Conference at the Cincinnati Riverfront Radisson. You can still reserve your rooms for $119 up until the 12th of September. After that, the rooms will be released, and then you'll have to pay more for them. That number is 859-491-1200. So now I am going to get out of your way so that our beautiful mouthpiece with the message can come forward and bless our socks off. Today's messenger is none other than our co-founder, Dr. P.K. Roberts. Dr. P.K. is a native of Monticello, Mississippi, and an alumni of Alcorn State. She was in the military as a chaplain. She is the mother of two amazing children, and she has several grandchildren. She, of course, is our co-founder. She is a woman after God's own heart. She is a mentor. She is a mother. She is a friend. She is a sister, and she just continues to seek God to do things his way. So I am going to get out of the way so that our mouthpiece with the message this morning can come forward and bless our socks off. Dr. P.K., are you there?
Well, good morning, good morning. Can you hear me, Minister Kai?
Loud and clear, the floor is yours, woman of God.
You are super fantastic. I tell you, God has blessed us with some wonderful, wonderful daughters and ministers here at TMC. Thank you for what you do for this call and the body of Christ. This morning, I also want to thank my Mississippi Queen and our prayer general, Minister Brenda. Oh, my goodness. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord Monday. I absolutely love that. And I have to honor and want to honor and love to honor my sister and the Rock of TMC and the Artist family. If there has been one person who has been consistent in my life since she's been in my life, Dr. J. Vanessa Weatherspoon is that person. And I thank you for loving God enough, Dr. Vanessa, my dear sister. You love God enough to love me. You, and God has so blessed us with you. We thank God for you. I'm saying all that, you all. I'm leading up to something. You all got to give me a call. God has so blessed me. This morning when I opened my eyes, I opened my eyes with a grateful heart. I don't know if you've ever just jumped out of bed and said, God, I thank you, thank you. And you start looking around and examining your life, just reflecting over your life, reminiscing over all that God has done for you. And you just get so thankful. And so I just said, God, I thank you for my many, many, many blessings. And this morning, as I was thinking about the man of God that he had placed in my life, connecting us at the heart, causing us to join hands and minds to accomplish the mission that God has given us for this season in our lives, I said, God, I thank you for my friend, my pal, my confidant, the cream in my De Leon coffee, the love of my life. I thank God for Mr. Lester Wallace Patton, who is also my fasting and prayer partner, who loves God enough to be obedient to God to this call. Babe, as you know, we have been working on prayer and fasting all year, and now we have been in the book of Hannah. We are now talking about the great biblical fasters, those who have fasted and prayed and absolutely changed the course of history. And right now, we are still working on Hannah. She was tough somebody. And so if you would like to just give us an overview of where we have come from, or do you want to tell us where we're going? It doesn't matter. Whatever you want to do is all right with me.
Good morning, TMC family, and good morning to everyone. This morning, we're going to try to finish up on the 8 things that we're giving you on Hannah. And we're going to start off with Hannah knew the openings of prayer. When you pray, expose yourself to God. Notice that Hannah poured out her heart before the Lord. That comes from 1 Samuel 1 and 15. Hannah was completely open toward God. When she wanted to be effective prayer warrior, you must first confess your sins. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. That is 1 John 1 and 9. Repent of those sins. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. That's come from 2 Chronicles 7 and 14. A third thing is forgive your debtors as you ask God to forgive you. The Lord's Prayer will tell us to forgive our debtors as we forgive our debtors.
Babe, you know, that's a really good point right there, the issue of forgiveness. Babe said to me, I think we could finish this if you would just let us go on through it. But I just can't, because there's so many things that we need to stop and think about that prevents us from being open in prayer. Hannah knew the openness of prayer. Hannah was hurt by Peninnah, who had children, who marked her, who made her feel less than because she was barren. And I know that you have been around some people who have hurt you and made you feel less than because of one reason or another. But I read a book not too long ago by Miss Hunt, H-U-N-T, out of Texas, and it was How to Forgive Those That You Don't Want to Forgive, How to Forgive Those You Don't Feel Like Forgiving. But I'm here to tell you that if you don't forgive, you aren't going to be open in prayer. Your ability to go forth and receive what God has for you relies on you forgiving your debtors as you forgiving those who have caused you issues, as God has forgiven you, because God is what? He's a forgiving God. He sits in heaven, and he has a big, big eraser on the end of his pencil for us. And he says he throws our sins into the sea of forgetfulness to remember them no more. And he gives us that as an example on how to forgive. And so right now, I just say, God, help us in the area of forgiveness. Help us to forgive. And the last point in Hannah knew the openness of God is be open. Praise God. Be open to God for answers. Be open to God for answers. In Jeremiah 33:3, 6 words, there's a 6 word promise. Call unto me and I will answer. When we ask God for something, we should expect him to answer. How many of you been praying and you didn't pray with a spirit of expectancy? Mm-hmm. I come this morning saying to you that our prayers should be prayed with an open mind, knowing that God is a God who will answer. Babe, you want to give the next point?
Yes, I will. Thank you, boy. My beautiful wife, God has really blessed me with a beautiful wife, I can tell you that. Hannah knew the inner positions of prayer. Many people prayed in many different positions. Some stand, some walk, some kneel, and some lie prostrate on the floor. So sit on a chair. Some sit on a chair. Some kneel by a chair. Some kneel by a bed, or some like to come to a church altar. The best position to pray is an inner position. In that position, your heart kneels. Let me say that again, baby.
Yes.
in that position, your heart kneels.
Our hearts need to kneel before the Lord. That's a good point, babe.
Even when the body contracts, even when the body cannot kneel, God saw Hannah in a position, and as it began said on numerous occasions, God saw, God heard, God answered.
Yes, yes, yes. The inner meaning, the inner position of prayer. Where is your heart when you pray? Are you just praying in your head? Are you just praying with your mouth? Our hearts need to kneel in prayer. Good God of mercy. I can do a dance on that this morning. God help our hearts to kneel in prayer.
But,
okay, babe, what's the next point?
But, you know, just to repeat that again, you know, he said, first of all, God saw.
Mm-hmm.
God heard.
Yeah.
And then what last? God answered. That's something to look forward to right there.
He saw us kneeling. He heard our mouths and our prayer. And then he answered. How about that? Isn't that powerful?
Hannah knew the motives in prayer. You remember that Hannah wanted a child because of two reasons. First, she wanted to please her husband. She yet was barren. Second, her husband had another wife, Pam, who taunted her and made fond of her daily.
Mm-hmm.
It drove Hannah to tears because of these two reasons. She agonized with God. Sometimes there were outward reasons that make us pray more firmly than even before. And things like that will make you pray like that.
Yes, it will.
I don't care whatever the reason. The answer is where you are a fervent prayer warrior. Remember, when you come to prayer, it's not how much time you spend praying. It is how effective you are in attitude and desire. When you really want God to answer your prayer, you're willing to do anything then God can answer.
Listen, this is so good. Hannah knew the motive in prayer. She knew why she was praying. I need to ask you this morning, what are you praying for? Why are you really praying? The fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much, says the word. So when we are praying fervently unto the Lord, we need to have an attitude that will let us know without a shadow of a doubt that our motives are clear. How about that, babe?
That's right.
Okay. So then the next point is Hannah knew how to continue praying.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we start praying and we stop praying because we don't see the answers to our prayers right away. Babe, what does it say about Hannah knowing how to continue in praying?
And that even though the Bible says she poured out her heart before the Lord, and even after Eli the priest assured her that her prayers were answered, she continued to pray.
She did what?
She continued to pray. She continued praying before the Lord. This comes in verse 12.
Mm-hmm.
Notice how she continued her faithful walk after her prayer.
Mm-hmm.
She went back home in full confidence.
She knew that what she prayed for was coming forth.
That's
she?
Right.
Hey, glory.
Hannah worshiped the Lord, which was her way of thanking. Now, thanking the Lord for an answer before she got it.
Mm-hmm.
So the woman Hannah went her way and worshiped before the Lord. That's verse 18 and 19.
That's what it says in verse 18 and 19. She went away.
Mm-hmm.
She went on back home. Worship. God, I thank you that what I've asked you for is right now here. I don't see it with my eyes right now, God, but I know in my heart you are God who answers prayer. I thank you and I praise you that I'm delivered and set free. I thank you that I'm healthy. Oh, the devil is a liar. Every cell in my body is functioning as you made it to function. All of my bones are lined up, God. I thank you and I praise you. Offer, you got to go somewhere. You can't ride on this body. Hallelujah. Bless the name of Jesus. I walk in health and healing this morning. You got to walk out and speak and confess what you want and what you believe God for. What you're asking him for, you got to thank him for it, believe in him for it, having confidence that you have it in your life right now. What is faith? Hallelujah. You better, I'm sorry. Go on, baby. What's the next point? You said you wanted us to finish this morning. Come on.
All right.
Glory.
It is noticed in the text that Hannah praise God. She said, my heart rejoiced in the Lord. My horn is exalted in the Lord. I rejoice in thy salvation. There is none holy as the Lord. There is none beside thee. This is 1 Samuel 2, chapter 1 and 2. Note the absence of prayer from the Father, the praises from the Father. He had not burdened. He did not pray, so he did not have a basis for worship. On the other hand, Hannah was burdened. Hannah prayed, and Hannah had a basis of praising God for the answer.
Okay, let's see, can we break that down a little bit?
Okay.
Okay, her husband did not have the burden that she had. That's what you were saying.
That's right.
And so he didn't pray and he didn't worship God for the answers because he didn't have the burden that she had.
That's right.
But being that she had the burden, see, sometimes the person that you're walking with, like us, you know, sometimes I have a burden for something or you have a burden for something.
Mm-hmm.
And I hear you just praying out and you just going on. You have a burden for the homeless and you pray for them. You give to them. You'll stop on the side of the road and want to feed them. You do that. You have a burden for the homeless. I don't have that kind of burden. My thing is get up and go to work. Get up. But let me tell you something. When you have a burden, when you feel something on the inside, see, I like to see souls saved. I want somebody to come and go with me. When I step up in a store, I step up anywhere and see somebody that I believe need the Lord, I don't mind opening my mouth and saying, oh, baby, do you love Jesus? Do you know him? Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Bless the name of God. That's not your call. You don't step up in folks' face like that. But we all need to know that we should have a burden that we are praying to God about. Amen? And what is the last thing that we want to say? Let me finish this up.
All right.
If you have never really accepted Jesus, y'all better listen to me right now. I thought that I would end this like this because I know we were going fast this morning, but when my husband speaks, I have to listen. He said, we've been on Hannah. We need to go on. We got some more that we want to put out here before the end of the year. So I'm going to go on and end this with you all. I want to go back and just go through the points that we have given and just see. And I want to encourage you to get into our website so that you can pull these sermons back up and you can listen to them. Hannah, number one, Hannah knew how to pray. Number two, Hannah knew the basics of prayer. Number three, Hannah knew the place of prayer. Glory to God. Number four, Hannah knew the work of prayer. And I love that one. I love, love, love that one. Hannah knew the openness of prayer. Hannah knew the inner position of prayer. And finally, Hannah knew the motives in prayer. Hannah knew how to continue praying. Thank you, babe. Hannah knew how to continue in prayer. She continued in prayer. In praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We open our hearts up praising and magnifying you for the answers to our prayer. God, we thank you. Now, I know we believe that everybody who comes on this call is saved. But this morning, I'm feeling like I need to just open up and say that if you never really accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, we need you to do it right now. So that you can have the power of prayer, power of fasting, praising God. Don't delay it. Don't put it off. If you would like to receive Christ by faith, prayer is simply the answer. So as we close today, we close by saying, and repeat after me, Dear Lord, I acknowledge that I'm a sinner.
I acknowledge that I'm a sinner.
I believe Jesus died for my sins.
I believe Jesus died for my sins.
On the cross.
On the cross.
And rose again the third day.
And rose again on the third day.
I repent of my sins.
I repent of my sins.
By faith.
By faith.
I receive the Lord Jesus.
By faith, I receive the Lord Jesus.
As my Savior.
As my Savior.
You promised to save me.
You promised to save me.
And I believe you.
And I believe you.
Because you are God.
Because you are God.
And you cannot lie.
And you cannot
lie. I believe right now.
I believe right now.
That the Lord Jesus.
That the Lord Jesus.
Is my personal Savior.
Is my personal Savior.
And that all my sins.
And that all my sins.
Are forgiven.
Are forgiven.
Through his precious blood.
Through his precious blood.
I thank you, dear Lord.
I thank you, dear Lord.
For saving me.
For saving me.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
And then I say, if you heard that prayer, God heard you and saved you. And I personally want to welcome you to the family of God. That's the reason, that main reason that we pray and fast, so that indeed we can lead somebody else to Christ. All the other stuff is good, but unless we get a soul into the kingdom, our praying and fasting is in vain. Come on back, Minister Kai, and take this call away.
Thank you, Dr. TK and Brother Lester, for that on-time word. I will be calling you back for the benediction, but first let us go to God in prayer for our prayer request. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you for this amazing man and woman of God, Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton and Brother Lester Patton, Father. You know every need, spoken and unspoken, and we ask you right now in the name of Jesus to meet those needs in the exceeding and the abundant according to the power that worketh in them. Lord, we pray for Joshua right now, O Lord, as he has been battling the sickle cell since birth. Lord, we ask you right now for a supernatural healing. Send your healing virtue to him, O Lord. Father, just continue to be with him as he praises you even in the hospital at 3. Lord, we ask that you continue to be with the bereaved families. Lord, you know every name. So, Father, we ask that you continue to just comfort them and lead and guide them through the process, O Heavenly Father. Just continue to give them all that they need, Lord. Father, we just continue to just glorify your name and magnify your name. Father, we pray right now for Dr. Vanessa and the Des De Leon family and Mother Josie, O Heavenly Father. Father God, you are working it out for their good and your glory. So we just want to glorify your name and magnify your name and call it done in the matchless name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. We say amen. Amen and amen. And again, if you want to listen to today's message on the playback, you can do so today at 712-432-1085, and the access code is 957-677-pound. Immediately following this call is the new morning motivational call, and that number is 712-770-4005, and the access code is 294-617-pound. Today is inspirational Mondays, excuse me. Remember, get ready for the Artist Life Regional Conference that will be hosted October 5th through the 7th at the Cincinnati Riverfront Radisson Hotel. You have until the 12th to book your rooms for $119 per night. Your card will not be charged in advance, and it's only until September 12th. So you can make your reservations by calling 859-491-1200. We are so thankful that each and every one of you have joined us today, and we look forward to hearing from you again tomorrow. Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton, can you please come back and give us our benediction?
Absolutely, absolutely. Listen, before I give you the benediction today, I just want to ask each and every one of you who has a computer and Facebook. I'm Pecola Roberts, P-E-K-O-L-A, Roberts, on Facebook. And today, throughout the day, I'm going to be sharing fantastic news that will absolutely change your life. So look out for me on my Facebook page throughout this entire day. All righty? With that being said, we thank you and we praise you, God, that you have given us the tools of prayer and fasting. And through the tools of prayer and fasting, you release unto us so many wonderful creative ideas to live our life healthy and wealthy. So today as we leave this place, we ask that you keep us, that you help us to be the lights in this world of darkness, sharing your word so that souls can be saved and delivered. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Now go out and live a super fantastic life before the Lord, my friend. I love you. God bless you. Bye-bye.